how did you get a chance to get to America to play in the Negro League?
Well, truly because that was my dream. I never had in my mind any dream to big league or nothing. Because I know that I'm black and I know the way the situation is, the black not allowed to play the organized baseball.
Right.
So that's out of my mind.
Right.
So my ambition is to come to the United States and play a Negro in the Negro League in New York or whatever that, but come to the United States. I want to maybe have an ambition to know this country and maybe I fall in love with the way the other ball played. Black used to go and play. And I said, gee, wait, if they play it, I'm going to play there too. So, and the owner of the New York Cuba, they would say Alejandro Pompey, no, they would say Ali Pompey. He passed, but he half. He black people, they is like a half a mulatto and black and mulatto, he black.
Right.
So, and he owned it. So that's why they have the New York Cuban, because they have a half American black and half a Cuban black.
Right.
And then there was a both the same. We black and one say black, Nick, whatever you call that we are. So our skin is dark, only different. That's what I used to tell a lot of people. If we were born, and it's like somebody who was born in San Francisco and somebody born in Kansas City. They same black, only different. The other different. They have a different city, they born a different city, but the skin the same.
Yeah.
Okay, I born in Cuba, I'm black. So only different. I born in a different country, but my skin is black.
Yeah, that's right.
So they said, what different? They were we all the other color black and white. So only one thing is that maybe somebody have a style. Like the people who talk maybe from Mississippi, sometimes the style is a little bit different than one of here, right?
Right.
Was it the same way? I born in Cuba, the style is it's a little bit different, but my skin is black.